الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. الحمد لله الذي أبدأ الأفلاك والأرضين، والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل عن الإسلام قال طيب الكلام وإطعام الطعام. وقال الله تعالى ادعوا إلى ربك ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. حضرين الكرام، honorable assembly, we must always have intention for betterment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a khutbah, a jawla, a bayan, a reminder will always be beneficial for the believers. We are human beings and we tend to forget from time to time because our father Adam, Nasiya Adam, he forgot in Jannah and he ate of the tree for akala min ash-shajara, and also his children also forgot. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake, we make mistakes also too. So al-insan murakkabun min al-qata'i wa nisyan. So man is therefore made up of qata and nisyan. He is made up of these two elements, the element of committing mistakes and the element of forgetfulness. So therefore from time to time we have to keep on reminding each other. From time to time we have to keep on doing tadhkir wa dhakir. Remind, admonish, preach. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because indeed the dhikra, the preachment, the waaz, the admonition, the reminding will be beneficial for the believers. So my dear brothers and sisters, we must always have that niyat for betterment, for development and for progress. Today I would like to relate to you the words, the direct words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a hadith which has been reported by Imam Ahmad. It's a little lengthy hadith, but subhanallah, we should listen to it very carefully, ponder upon its mawdu, its subject matter, the contents of the hadith. And the hadith, subhanallah, speaks volumes for us. It condenses the whole of Islam for us, the whole of the deen for us. The rawi of this hadith is Hazrat Amr ibn Abasata. Hazrat Amr ibn Abasa radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqultu lahu that once I came to the Prophet, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I said to him, Mamma aka ala hadhal amr, who is with you upon this matter, this affair, this deen of Islam? Who is with you? Qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Abdun wa hurrun, a slave and a free man. At that time, Zayd ibn Haritha was his slave. Abu Bakr was a free man. But the murad of it, in a general sense, is that this deen of Islam is not for no elite set of people. There are certain madhahib and certain ways of life and religions where there is room only for the elite. In fact, in India, if you belong to the Harijan class, the untouchables, you cannot go inside of the temples. They will wash the temples. You cannot go where the Brahmins and them go. They are the elite section. When we come in the masjid, subhanallah, we enjoy an equal place. Although, subhanallah, there's equality in the masjid. Although the adab of lining up requires that those people who are knowledgeable should stand behind the imam. In case the imam makes a mistake or something happens to him, someone can carry on. But it is not compulsory, but it is adab. The etiquettes require that. But the point is that there's an equal place for everybody in the masjid. Nobody marks out a place and say, well, this is my place inside of the masjid. So this deen of Islam is not for one set of people. It is not for the Arabs. Nor is it for the Africans. Nor is it for the Indians or the white or the yellow people. Nor is it only for free people. Nor is it only for the poor class and the slaves. It is a deen lil fuqara wal agniya, for the poor and the rich, for the black and the white, for the free man and for the slave. Amr ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqultu lahu mamma akala hadhal amr. I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, who is with you upon this affair, this matter of deen? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdun wa hurrun, a slave and a free man. So he begins to ask some questions through which the ummah derives great benefit. Qultu, I said to him, Mal Islam, tell me, what is Islam? The Shariheen, the commentators of a hadith, they have said that the murad here, he is asking, Ma alamatul Islam? What is the big trademark of Islam? What is the big sign of Islam? What is a symbol of Islam? Because Muslims would be many, and people would claim my Islam, your Islam, and especially today, it is about my Islam and my way and this way. But we know that the Islam that we want is the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba and the tabi'een and the tabi'at tabi'een. And sometimes we think we know what is Islam and we miss the point, we miss the essence. So the murad of his question, he says, when he is asking Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, Mal Islam, what is Islam? It means he's asking, Ma alamatul Islam. What is an alamat? What is the sign of Islam? Or he's asking, what is a great branch of Islam? About a great shoba of Islam? Or he's asking about Kamalul Islam, perfect Islam, completion of Islam. So tell me, what is true Islam? What is Islamic Kamil, complete Islam? Or what is a great shoba and branch of Islam? Or what is an alamat and sign of Islam? Tell me, what is the essence of Islam? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Qala, Tibul kalam wa it'amut ta'am. Subhanallah, the fasahat and the balagat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tibul kalam, goodness of speech. That's what Islam is about. The way you speak to people, the way you address people, good speech, good talk. The way you correct somebody, the way you address your elders, the way you speak to your youngsters, the way you speak to your equals and your peers. Tibul kalam. This is a great branch of Islam. This is Kamale Islam, perfection of Islam. This is true Islam. This is a sign of Islam. Muslims, how they speak. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one time a da'i, an inviter, was admonishing the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. And he was being very harsh with him. And the Khalifa said to him, he said, wait up. He says, you know what? He says, I'm not worse than Fir'aun. And you are not better than Musa, Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And yet when Allah had sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun, Allah told them, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Say to him soft words, nice words. That is your way of giving the dawah. So he says, I am not worse than Fir'aun, and you're not better than Musa. So come on, you could do better than that. This is about Islam. Tibul kalam, goodness of speech. How you talk, nice, good words. And if you have nothing good to say, then shut up. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Anyone who truly believes in Allah on the last day, فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا. Let him say goodness, good words. أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Or let him shut up. Because your tongue is like a dagger. Your tongue is like a sickle, a grass knife. It cuts, it cuts, it cuts anything in front of you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, طِيبُ kalam. Islam is about goodness of speech, good talk, nice talk. The way you speak to people, nice, courtesy, politeness, in a civil manner, in a cordial way. Allah. Wa it'amu ta'am, and feeding of food. That's a big alamat and symbol of Islam and Muslims. It'amu ta'am, feeding of food. Feeding the poor, feeding your relatives, feeding your friends, feeding people in the locality. In general, it'amu ta'am. That is what Islam is about. Tibul kalam wa it'amu ta'am. Now when the Sahaba used to ask questions, the purpose of these questions were to receive the ilm and to make amal upon it. And so too, as we hear these, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow these words to sink deep into our hearts, that we may understand the haqqaiq and the realities of it, and that we make amal upon it and we convey it to others. Because sometimes we think we are such big Muslims, and we are missing the essence of Islam. My Islam, your Islam, this Islam, new names coming out, new groups, new firqas. So Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala then said, Qala, he said, Qultu, mal iman. What is iman? Okay, if that is Islam, mal iman. Tell me what iman is about. Again, the same commentary. What is the sign of iman? Alamatul iman. Or what is shobatul iman? A great branch of iman. Or what is kamalul iman? What is complete, perfect iman? Tell me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sabru was-samaha. You know what? You want to know what's iman, what's true iman, what's real iman, perfect iman, sign of iman? As-sabru was-samaha. These two things. As-sabru, patience. As-sabru was-samaha, and liberality, generosity. One commentary tells us, as-sabru alal-mafqood وَالسَّمَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَوْجُودِ. To keep sabr upon that which is happening to you, upon that which is present, to keep patience upon that. وَالسَّمَاحَةُ السَّبْرُ عَلَى الْمَفْقُودِ. To keep patience upon that which has been lost, that which has passed, that which has gone. Keep sabr upon that. وَالسَّمَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَوْجُودِ. And to excuse and to forgive and to overlook that which is happening now and that which is in the presence. As-sabru alal mafqood. Do not just wait for the passage of time to heal the wounds, but something has happened, it's gone, it's lost. To keep sabr upon that. Something is present, tolerate it, bear it, it's happening. Was-samahatu alal mawjood. Another commentary, subhanallah, is that samahat means liberality and generosity, free-handedness, open-handedness. The Prophet ﷺ said this is a sign of iman. He asked about Islam, which was tibul kalam and it'amut ta'am. He says, you want to know the gist of iman, what's true iman? As-sabru was-samaha. You know what is sabr and patience? As-sabru is habsun nafsi ala ma taqra. Sabr means holding back the nafs upon that which it dislikes. To hold back the nafs, to hold the reins of the nafs and to pull back the nafs and keep it ala ma taqra, upon that which it dislikes. So sabr is needed on three occasions. As-sabru ala ta'at, patience and sabr upon obedience. The nafs doesn't like to obey. Obedience, ta'at. People have a problem with obedience. They don't like to obey. To obey authority, to obey the amir, to obey mother, to obey father, obey imam. People have a problem with obedience. Shaitan had a problem with obedience. Aba, he refused to obey the command of Allah. Wastakbara, and he was haughty and arrogant. And he became mutakabbir. Wakana min al-kafirin. To be obedient to Allah, the nafs doesn't like that. To wake up in the morning, to perform salat 5 times a day, to read Quran, to do this, to do that. The nafs would prefer to sleep and just be free. So therefore, sabr is needed to hold the nafs upon that. Habsu nafsi ala ma taqra. So sabr is needed ala ta'at, for obedience. Sabr is needed. As-sabru anil ma'asiya or anil ma'asi. Patience to stay away from sins. Because the nafs now, it enjoys sinning. The nafs gets pleasure in evil and ma'asiya. It is attractive. That ma'asiya is attractive. And the nafs enjoys it. It's so easy. But to hold back the nafs, because the nafs dislikes now that it be kept back away from that. But for you to hold it away from that, the nafs doesn't like that. That's sabr. As-sabru anil ma'asiya. Patience to stay away from sins. Because the nafs wants to go. It wants to go, but you have to hold it back. Keep it back. And as-sabru indal masa'ib. Or as-sabru fil masa'ib. Patience in the times of adversity. Patience in the times of distress. So as-sabru ala ta'a wa anil ma'asi wa fil masa'ib, and patience in the times of difficulties and calamities. The Prophet alayhi salam is saying this is the essence of iman. You're a mu'min and you lack in sabr, you lack in fortitude, hilm, tolerance. As-sabru wa samaha. Samaha, liberality, generosity, that you are free-handed to the people. You have an open hand, generosity. So then the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Qala qultu, I then said, okay, let's go down deeper, O Rasulullah. Ayyul Islami Afzal. Tell me whose Islam is the best? Whose Islam is the best? There are so many Muslims. Whose Islam is the best? Which Islam is the best? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salima al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That one from whose tongue and whose hands are the Muslims are safe. That is the best Muslim. His Islam is the best. Forget about a man who performs all these Hajj and who does all this tilawat and zikr. But his mouth, his hand, Muslims are not safe from that. Do you think his Islam is the best? Because you see him giving charity, because you see him involved in all these good deeds, who knows, there may be pride and takabbur and insincerity in it. But the Prophet ﷺ said, listen, you see, Islam is something connected to the external. Iman is something connected to the batin and internal. The Rasul said, listen, the best Muslim, the person whose Islam is the best, is man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, is that one from whose tongue and whose hands Muslims are safe. And the Prophet mentioned tongue first of all and then hands. You know why? Because the tongue, the injuries of the tongue are worse and deadlier than the injuries of the hand. You may hit a person, you may slap him, you may even cut him. Sometimes we say, well, he didn't go physical, but the injury of the tongue is worse. Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha used to say, jarahatu sinan lahal tiyam. The injuries and the wounds caused by weapons, they have a healing. They will heal in time. A scar will come, they will heal in time. وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. But the wounds that are caused by the tongue, they do not heal. They stay inside you for years upon years upon years. You feel hurt, you remember that. You may forgive. You may forgive a person, you forgive the brother for doing that, but that cut that you had received, that scar upon your heart, that doesn't heal. So the Prophet mentioned that first. Listen, Muslims whose Islam is the best, that one from whose tongue and hands Muslims are safe. Man salim al muslimuna min lisani wa yadihi. Then he goes back now again into Iman. He's going down deeper into Iman now. He says, tell me. Qala qultu, he said, I then said, ayyul imani afdal. Whose Iman is the best then? Whose Iman is the best? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qulukun hasanun, good character. That's the best type of Iman. Qulukun hasanun, good character, good behavior. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan fi husni quluq. Well, I ask you for Iman in the best of characters. Fi husni quluq. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan fi husni quluq. In the best of quluq, one is khalq. Khalq is the exterior creation, and the quluq is the inward creation. That, well, I ask you for Iman, which will be Iman that will be housed within a good inside, a good character. So therefore, a mu'min is one who displays good behavior. His akhlaq, his character, his conduct is excellent. And what about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wa innaka la ala qulukin azim. Indeed, you are upon qulukin azim, a great qulq, a great character, a great behavior, a great mannerism and way of behavior. It's great. Kuluk-e azim. So Muslim brothers and sisters, the essence of Iman, the best of Iman, ayyul imani afzal, whose Iman is the best? Which type of Iman is the best? The Prophet ﷺ said, don't go far. Kulukun hasanun. Watch the man's character, his behavior, his kuluk, his akhlaq. Does he behave like a beast? Does he show courtesy, manners, temperament, behavior? How does he behave when he goes on safar and journey? How does he behave when he goes on hajj? How does he behave in the group? You don't know a person until you travel with him. When you do safar with a person, you travel with him, then you begin to know a person, because safara means kashafa, because the journey exposes you. You see how irritable he is, or how greedy he is, or inconsiderate he is. Ah, subhanallah. Kuluki hasan, good character. That's the best type of iman. Then he says, he's now asking about the best. Then he says, called to Ali and said, Ayyus salati afzal? A lot of people perform salat, O Messenger of Allah, but which salat is the best? Whose salat is the best? Even as we go to perform Juma salat and then we perform our sunnah, nafil, we perform salat in the night, nafil salat. But which type of salat is the best? Ayyus salati afzal? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tulul kunut. Tulul kunut, the one with lengthiness of kunut. Tulul kunut. What is the meaning of kunut? The one with long kunut. Kunut means, number one, the one with long qiyam. That is that salat that the qiyam, the standing, is long. That doesn't apply to farz, because the farz have a certain amount of qira that you read. There's a miqdar, an amount for fajr, an amount for zuhar, an amount for asr, maghrib, and isha, that is fixed. But your individual salat, when you perform in that, your sunnah, your nafil, your tahajjud, your awabin, we're talking about that. Doesn't mean you come and perform fajr salat and read surah Baqarah in the first rakat or first two rakats. And no. The Prophet ﷺ said the best salat is tulul kunut. On your own time, when you want to perform salat and you want your salat to be the best, tulul kunut, one with lengthiness of qiyam, the qiyam is long. Awtulul qira'a, or one in which the qira'at is long. Awtulul kushu, or one in which the kushu, the devotion, the concentration is so deep. So deep. And this last commentary, subhanallah, can be used for farz, for wajib, for nafil, for sunnah, for jummah, for anything. That's the best salat. Tulul qunut means tulul kushu. The one in which your kushu, your humility, your devotion, your fear of Allah, your concentration is so, it's very deep, it's big. It's big. That when you say Allahu Akbar, even though it's two rakats of Salatul Jummah, but when you say Allahu Akbar, from Allahu Akbar to Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, your concentration for that 5 minutes in Salat is so deep, everything else is behind. That Salat is the best. That person's salat is the best. Tulul kunut. Qala qultu. He said, I then said, Ayul hijrati afzal. People migrate. Even the people of Makkah made hijrat to Medina for the sake of Allah. And even in this world we migrate. There is migration. Hijrah from one land to another land. But whose hijrah is the best? Or what type of hijrah and migration is the best? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antahjura ma kariha rabbuk. It is that you migrate, Antahjura ma kariha rabbuka, that you migrate from that which your Rabb doesn't like. Antahjura yani antatruka ma kariha rabbuk, to leave out, to migrate, to go away from that which your Lord and Rabb dislikes. That's the best hijrah. And that's the thing for you and I to ponder about. Look at something. Is this something that my Rabb would become angry with? Let me migrate from that. Let me go away from that. Let me leave all that. Simple but beautiful. And tahjura ma kariha rabbuk, to leave out, to migrate that which your Rabb doesn't like, he dislikes it. Then he, subhanallah, he's rounding up his su'al, his form of questioning now. Fakultu, I then said, Ayyul jihadi afzal. Tell me, which jihad is the best? Or whose jihad is the best? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man ukira jawaduhu. That one whose horse has been killed, I kutila farasuhu. The one whose horse is killed in the path of Allah. Wa uhrika damuhu, and the one whose blood is shed, his jihad is the best. Ukira jawaduhu, the one whose horse is killed. Wa uhrika damuhu, and the one whose blood has been shed and spilt in the path of Allah, his jihad is the best. And last but not least, he said, Ayyus sa'at, afdal. There are 24 hours in a day, in a day and night, yawm, 24 hours. But of these hours, which hours are the best hours? Which hours are the best? Ayyu sa'at afdal? Which hours are the best, O Messenger of Allah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Jawful layl al-akiru. Jawful layl al-akiru, yani an-nisful akiru, or an-nisful akhir. The last half of the night, the last portion of the night. Some commentators say last half, and some commentators say the last third of the night, because that is the jawf of the night, the emptiness of the night, the belly of the night, the depth of the night, the time of tahajjud, the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's in hadith, he says that he descends, his rahmat descends, his mercy descends. It was that time that Zakariya alayhi salatu was salam, when Zakariya When he was in charge of Maryam, he was the custodian of Maryam, mother of Isa, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. But when Zakariya, when he would go to her, he would find Maryam eating fruits, rizq, and these fruits are fruits which are not in season. And he would ask you, "Oh Maryam, where did you get these fruits from?" And she would say that these fruits came from Allah. From Allah, that Allah gives rizq, yarzuqu man yasha bighayri hisab. Allah gives rizq to whomsoever He wants. So here is Maryam, and eating fruits that are fruits out of season, fruits that are not in season, but yet she's eating these types of fruits, not seasonal fruits, but fruits out of season. So you recognize the kudrat of Allah. Of course, he knew the kudrat of Allah, but subhanallah, at that time, It came into him that, listen, I want to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to make dua for Allah to give me a son, because that Allah, that Rabb who has power to bring fruits out of season, in a certain season, even though my season has passed, I am about 120 years, my wife is about 90 years, she is out of season. I am out of season. My head is ablaze with whiteness. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ مِنِّي شَيْبًا. My head is ablaze with whiteness. I am gray. I am old. I have become weak. My idhom and my bones have become weak. But that Allah who has the power to bring a fruit which is out of season in a season, then even though we are out of season, me and my wife, Allah is capable of bringing fruits in that season, and giving me the strength, the quwwat of jima, and giving my wife, her womb, the ability to hold that sperm and to produce eggs within that ovary and that womb of hers, so that mashallah fertilization could take place and that she could become pregnant. He has the power. But you know what? You choose, even the Ambiya used to choose time. When you really want to make a request to Allah, you really want to get down in dua, there is time and place and adab and etiquette. So he waited for that time. Jawful layl al-akhir, the last half of the night, the last third of the night, in the belly of the night, in the darkness of the night, in the time of tahajjud. He waited for that time. And in the mihrab, he performed his salat and made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, give me a child. Give me a child. And Allah blessed him with the child, Yahya. But he was waiting for that time. Why? Because this time is asra'u lil ijaba. This time is swifter for acceptance. This time is swifter. Swifter for what? For the acceptance of your dua. Your dua is accepted swifter in this time than in any other time. This time of the last half of the night, or the last third of the night. But may Allah give you and me the tawfiq to be able to get up in that portion, because these are the best hours of the day. It is that time when people are really deep in sleep. 3 o'clock, 3:30, 3:15, 4:30, 4:30. the last third of the night, the best hours of the night. So once again, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, this is a hadith which teaches us, subhanallah, the real beauty of Islam and Iman. Because sometimes we talk Islam, we talk Iman, arguing about Islam, arguing about Iman, I am mu'min, I am the best mu'min, I am the best, and we are missing the essence and the real beauty of Islam and of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once more before I end it, just to recap it quickly, Hazrat Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Mamma aka ala hadhal amr, who is with you upon this deen and a fear of Islam? He said, Abdun wa hurrun, a slave and a free man. He then said, O Messenger of Allah, he said, Mal Islam, tell me, what's Islam? The Prophet said, Tribul kalam, goodness of speech, good speech. That's what Islam is about. Wa it'amu ta'am, and feeding of food. He says, tell me about Iman. What is Iman about? The Prophet ﷺ said, As-sabru wa samaha, patience, sabr, and generosity, magnanimity, liberality, free spending, open-handedness. And he said, now, okay, that is about Islam and Iman, great signs of it, the essence of it. Tell me now, whose Islam is the best? And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That person's Islam is the best. That one whose mouth, whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe from. And he said, okay, well, tell me about Iman. Whose Iman is the best? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, Kulukun hasan. Don't go far. Watch character. Watch kuluk. Watch behavior. Watch behavior. Kulukun hasanun. Good, nice character. Behavior. Kala. He says, okay, tell me the salat now. Ayyu salati afzal. Which salat is the best? He said, Tulul kunu. The one with long qiyam, or the one with long kirat, or the one with long kushu. Big kushu. Good devotion. So, that salat is the best. The commentary of which already passed the shara. Then he says, okay, tell me, Ayul Hijrati Afzal, whose migration is the best? Whose hijrat is the best? He said, Antahjura ma kariha rabbuk. It is to migrate from that which your Rabb doesn't like. He says, okay, tell me, Ayul Jihadi Afzal, whose jihad is the best? He says, that one man, Ukira Jawaduhu, whose horse has been slain, wa uhrika damuhu, and his blood has been spilt. And he said, Ayyu sa'at afzal, which hours are the best? The Rasul alayhi salam said, Jawfu layl al-akhir, the last part of the night. Jawfu layl al-akhir, that last empty portion of the night, last third of the night, the time of tahajjud is the best time. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the beauty and the essence of Iman and Islam, basic things, salat, and give us that kushu, that tulul kunut, good character. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.